it's okay. So far, we're going dead upwind again. We do have beautiful blue skies off the coast of Brazil here and quite fluffy clouds, but we're hard on the wind for yet again with about 20 knots of wind, staysail and two reefs in the mainsail, and trying to make our way up the coast. There's a low pressure system coming out of Rio again, and that's sort of changing the wind, the normal wind direction here. So hoping that we can just fetch the coast as we get up here.
And Rich, what's the sea state like there?
We've got, it's not too bad. It's probably 7 or 8 foot seas, but it's a pretty steady crashing and banging, but not anywhere near as bad as it was a couple of nights ago, and maybe 3 or 4 or 5 nights ago, we had a couple of nights there where it was really terrible, and the boat really got beat up, and here it's just getting a little bit beat up, I think.
Physically and mentally, Rich, how are you?
I think I'm doing okay. Certainly like to have some favorable wind direction so that we can start to make some miles off the coast here a little bit easier on the boat and on me. And we've certainly still got a long ways to go, that's for sure. When we get up to Salvador, at least that'll be a marker from the transat by Britannia, of course, a year ago December. But we got a long ways to go still, that's for sure.
But as you say, Rich, that'll be a nice milestone where you'll feel back in known territory, as it were.
Well, I think that's true, and certainly then to get up across the equator will be a big thing. We have been up this coast in the San Francisco to Boston passage we did back in '93, and this is a long, long coast. Just seems kind of endless, and particularly if it's upwind and you really can't make. You can, if you put in 10 miles, but it's 45 degrees off the course, it's only putting in 7 miles up the course. So you just don't end up logging the numbers that you logged in the Indian or Pacific Oceans. And so it's every mile is kind of precious.